Proclamation number 6856 of 24th of June, 1957. Proof of a living God. A living proof of my love for you is my word which you hear within yourselves and which signifies an unusual act of grace towards you. Admittedly, this word is not recognized by old people as coming from me myself. Your God and Father. Yet to those who receive it directly and who willingly and discerningly accept it from them again, it will always be and remain proof that their Father addresses them, that his love wants to express itself to his living creations, and that there is therefore a direct connection from people to their God and Father. And these will be alive in thought and action because the word has awakened them to life, because as an outpouring of a living God it is, life in itself. Only a few people allow themselves to be directly addressed by me, because only a few people willingly accept my word if it is offered to them. And therefore there is no real spiritual life on earth anymore. It is rather a state of death, even if people enjoy their physical life, for the life of the soul requires an influx of strength from me which is life awakening and which is therefore conveyed to the soul in the form of my word. On the one hand the human being must be given the knowledge of my will and on the other hand the strength to be able to fulfill this will of mine. The kind of activity he should carry out during earthly life has to be explained to him, and he now also has to be enabled to do so, because knowledge alone is not enough but action should also follow. But whoever now allows himself to be addressed by me myself, be it directly or indirectly, will be instructed correctly. And he will also receive the strength to carry out the work on himself which gives life to his soul. But as long as you humans are still in a dead state yourselves, as long as neither your faith in me is alive nor your will desires a right life, you will not live an earthly existence according to my will, and you are in danger of leaving the earth in the same dead state as when you entered it. Therefore, again and again I seek to give you evidence of the living God by addressing you, and I seek to stimulate your will to open your ear and heart to my address. This can have the effect that you now listen to what I say to you without inner resistance, that you feel the awakening of life within you, that you release yourselves from the rigidity of death, that you become active in accordance with this address of mine. That my word has thus found its way to your heart and that you now no longer want to miss my address. Then you have come to life, and now you will no longer lose life either, for I myself can now guide and instruct you through my spirit. You are no longer dead and powerless but you live and constantly receive strength to also prove your life. And you now also believe in me alive, for you have drunk from the water of life, you have been refreshed and refreshed by my word because you gave ear to me and my address. And all people would be able to obtain the evidence of a living God, because the connection between me and people on this earth always exists and only the willingness to participate is necessary. Then my word would also be able to touch your hearts, and the strength of my word would release the rigidity of death and help the souls to come to life, and the awakening life would also recognize the one who gave life to the dead, whose love will also not rest until everything dead has been brought to life. Amen.